You are just one car crash away. Bold, but true. I don't know who coined that phrase first. I didn't make it up. There are songs written about it. But it's definitely a great way to illustrate the fact that you can't control everything around you. There are always going to be things you have zero control of. No matter what level you are in your organization, there are still factors that are beyond your control. You don't hold the axe. Somebody else does. Even if you are at the top of the org chart, market forces and customers control the outcome. You never know what can happen, no matter how much you prepare. But are you taking control of all the things within your power that you do have control over? Have you been paying attention to the things that will follow you around in your career? One thing you probably have not taken control of enough of is your brand, your story. How are you being perceived through social networks and LinkedIn? Does your online profile, especially your professional one, indicate who you are and what you're interested in? What you're passionate about? Can someone that doesn't know you very well look at that and walk away with a clear understanding of what you want to do next? Would they understand who you are? If you're not taking control of your brand now, it could and likely will be too late when you need it to work for you later, when something unplanned or unexpected happens. Are you investing time into your brand? You definitely should be. Look at your brand as an investment in you, in yourself, in your future, and you must invest in your brand and in yourself. Nobody else will. You are only one bad business decision away from losing your job, and it most likely is not a decision that has anything to do with you and not made by you. You can't control everything. Something is going to go wrong, but you need to be prepared. Even bad personal brands that are unmanaged can also help determine your fate. You need to get in front of it and start helping yourself now. This week, we are dedicating this entire episode to some tips for how you can start investing in your brand now. Your personal brand is something that I talk about and get asked about a lot. So I thought this week on Words of Mass Disruption, we'd spend an entire episode on it. It's also a topic that seems like everybody has an opinion. So I decided I'm not going to have any guests on this episode this week to discuss this topic because I wanted to focus precisely on the key tips that I personally believe in that I believe that you can take and make your own. You can take them, figure out how they make the most sense for you. I could spend hours, and I have, on ways to manage and invest your brand. But everyone is a little different, and everyone requires a little bit different nuance and advice and has some different specifics that make sense to them. But these tips here are generally universal and can be adapted easily to suit you as needed. So here are five tips for you to start investing in your brand. Number one, don't wait for fate. Because fate will not be nice. You need to assess and shape your brand now. You have a brand, even if you ignore it, even if you don't want it. An easy way to gain perspective on your brand is to have someone you know look at your profile and give you an honest opinion. Another good test, go out and get someone you don't know and have them look at your profile and give you feedback. Someone you work with maybe or not really close acquaintance with. Have them look at your online profile. Not just your LinkedIn profile, but your other accounts, Twitter, Instagram, whatever they can get to, let them figure it out and listen to what they have to say. What is the picture they paint? What is the story they tell of your online brand? You will be surprised. What does it say about you? Did you hear what you expected? How did you feel about what they said? Did you like it? Did you hate it? Take some notes, write it down. Write down the things you liked in one column and the things you didn't like in another column. You're going to refer to these things again later. They'll help you develop a strategy and create an honest perspective for you to work from and help keep you focused. Now it's time to take that information, change your brand, develop your brand, and start painting the picture that represents you and what you want to do and where you're going and what you're passionate about. What do you want people to see? What do you want your coworkers to see? What do you want your peers to see? What do you want recruiters to see? What is it that your next employer should be seeing to make a decision to go after you now or later and try and recruit you? Do you want them to see a leader of people? Is that the image that you want them to see? So, are there things on your profile that indicate that you've been a leader? Is there more than just your word saying, been a leader? Do you have quality referrals from others that indicate examples of your leadership? Them telling stories about how you helped them enhance their career, enhance their personal lives, made a difference. You were a leader to them. Are you a member of groups about leadership? Are you writing posts and articles about leadership? Look at your brand. Does it show leadership, or is it just you telling them leadership? Understand what you want to be, who you want to be, and paint that picture. Take control of it. Tip number 2. They keep pulling me back in. Godfather 3, I love that movie. Don't get sucked into the vortex of your past. Often, many times, we work with some people for a long time and we don't know how to let go of those relationships. We have great experiences with them. We've done great things with them. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But not all of those people are going to be helping you move forward. In fact, some of them are less than motivated and they're going to be pulling you backwards. They're not going to help you gain inspiration. They're not going to prop you up. And they may not even be doing it on purpose. In fact, many of those people are not motivated themselves, and that's fine. They're often doing the same job they were doing 10 years ago for the same pay or even less. I've seen people get 3-4 pay cuts, still on the same job, haven't moved, complain about it every single day, but don't do anything to change. It's the devil they know versus the devil they don't know, more often than not. Know who you need to let go and know who you need to elevate your relationship with. There may be someone you know from your past that you need to elevate that relationship with now. Make new connections. Go to networking events. Go to events that are focused on things you care about or want to learn about. Meet other people that care about those things, that are interested in those things, and have perspectives that will help you develop a perspective, which we'll talk about later. For me, it's events and speaking engagements about digital transformation, digital marketing. I go to as many as I can get into. Events are great ways to meet new faces and even discover an opportunity that I might not have ever had before. But I do warn you, not all events are created equal. Some are not that great. Some are horrible. Try different events. Don't let the bad ones deter you. Once you start attending events on a regular basis, you'll start recognizing the signs of bad events and you'll avoid those ones. You'll also start recognizing the signs of good events and you'll start going to more of those. And everyone has a different opinion on what makes a bad event or makes a good event. So you got to figure that out for yourself. Stop networking within your comfort zone. Expand your network. More often than not, your past network is holding you back and is supporting the status quo version of you and your brand. Tip number 3, you can meet anyone you want. Many times we are trying to expand our networks with quality contacts, but we leave it up to chance. Don't just go to events and expect to meet great people, expect to meet the right people. You need to be more strategic. You need to write down a list of people that you want to meet. Put it down on paper. Once again, and start developing a simple, concise strategy for meeting those people. Put a plan together to connect with them in a meaningful way. Whether it's online or an upcoming event or through a warm connection, have a plan. What will you talk about when you're in front of them? How will you stand out from the crowd so they notice you? How will you get noticed? Be creative. It may not always be obvious how it will happen. Many times it's as simple as tweeting a quote from the presenter or a panelist and adding your perspective to it. Do it at the event. Do it before the event. Do it during the event. I can't tell you how many times this has got me in front of people I was trying to get in front of. All I did was tweet about what they were saying. All I did is share their message. All I did is prop up their message, and they reached out to me. They connected to me. Maybe it isn't a tweet. Maybe it's preparing and asking a smart question during the Q&A portion of the event. Many of these speaking engagements and events and social events, networking events, have a panel with people or a presenter or a keynote or some kind of panel, and they have a Q&A portion of that. You know what the subject is. Be prepared. Have a great question. Get them to notice you and get them to see the quality and perspective that you would bring to the table. I have put together very meticulous plans on how to get in front of people sometimes. Sometimes it takes months to execute those plans. Sometimes it's a few days. I talk about one of my plans that worked really well in episode 102. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. But of course, if you're listening to this, just go to episode 102 and listen to it. And I talk about how I wanted to get in front of Mark Cuban and how I made that happen. Go check it out. Tip number 4, if content is king, then context is God. This was a quote I heard recently from Tim Clark. He is a strategic account manager at Salesforce and an excellent presenter. So if content is king, then context is God. That stuck with me because it's very true. Too often we see people who are creating content for the sake of creating content are not taking into any consideration the context of which the content is being read or even not being read in many cases, and whether it's even relevant to anything that makes sense or just adding to the noise most of the time. Most people are just adding to the noise, I would say. I strongly believe that the future is for content creators and not the noise makers. Ask yourself when you post something next time, am I contributing or am I just spamming everybody I know and people I don't know? Are you just reposting other people's stuff? Or are you just clicking the like button? Stop. So from now on, if you're going to like something, if you're going to click on that like button, don't. Add a comment instead. Even the person that created the content will appreciate that more than just a like anyway. But if you're already in the mode of leaving comments, make sure you leave a real comment. Not just, yep, that's true, or I agree, or three or four other words. Add some kind of perspective. Share your thoughts on it. Again, the person who created that content and put all that effort into it will appreciate it, even if they don't agree with you. So if you're leaving meaningful comments already, then share articles and posts and preface them with your perspective. Add value. Add a few sentences, paragraphs. If you're sharing, then start writing those articles yourself. Write those posts yourself. If you're already doing that, then start a podcast. Start a V channel. Start something. Participate on other people's channels. Come on this show. I'd be more than happy to hear your story and share your story. Also, be sure to look at your content and be honest with yourself. Understand if it's in context with your brand. Often too many people just convince themselves that it is, and it's not. Does it support your brand? Does it enhance it? Or does it take away from it? If it doesn't enhance it, why are you posting it? Is it that important? Maybe you should put that on Facebook, not your professional network. Consider clicking that like button less often. One thing I've seen way too many times is someone adds a great perspective, a post, an article. That fresh new perspective and that brilliant post are sitting there nice and shiny at the top of their profile, and it's being ready to be consumed in all the world and enlighten everybody. And then they spend the next 10 minutes liking a whole bunch of articles from other people. And those likes just push that new shiny content down on the page and eventually off the bottom of the page. And then now it's buried forever under likes of other people's stuff. Don't inadvertently shoot yourself in the foot. Understand how that self work, how that stuff works. Consider less likes. Add perspectives. Share. Don't do it all at one time. Space it out. Maybe you need help. Get an app to help schedule some of this stuff out there. Don't immediately click like and share. Add perspective. Think about it. Tip number 5. Give. Contribute. Stop being a taker. This new world is about contributing and giving. If you're looking at social from a take perspective, you're going to be disappointed. It's not going to work for you. You're going to be frustrated. You will be left behind. If you take this approach of contribution and giving and helping, you will see a new side of these tools and communities that you've never seen before. There are a ton of articles about this. There are tons of comments about this on LinkedIn posts. It's an ongoing theme. It's an ongoing challenge for many people. People need to sell things. They need to build a network. They need to get a new job. They need to get whatever it is that they need to get. But it's very short-sighted to approach it from a take perspective. Help people. Add content that people need. Prop people up. Support other people. Don't just ask. I've read a number of books, self-help, inspirational-like books, and they always talk about approaching situations from a giving perspective. What you put out there will come back to you. Too often you hear, "You owe me because," or "You have to because I did this for you in the past," or "It's me, so you need to do this." It is very difficult to get beyond maybe a quick win or an initial sale or a short-term goal and build a meaningful long-term relationships on "you owe me" or "because." That's not giving, that's taking. And just don't blindly connect to people. Don't just click connect or like or whatever that button is. Send them a message. Write something that indicates that you see value or what that value is in your relationship with connecting. How can you help them? Don't sell something to them. You're looking for their perspective. What is it that you're trying to connect with them for? If you can't articulate that, you shouldn't be connecting with them. And then be careful. The mobile app for LinkedIn and many of these tools, it's very easy to connect with people or send them a connect without being able to put any kind of context to it. So be careful of instantly wanting to hit that button to connect with somebody. So overall, think of social tools like a network, an event, or a conference. If you just go to the event and you don't talk to people and you don't share your perspective, you will not meet anyone new. It's like that high school dance where you were the wallflower looking at everybody else dance and you hated those dances. You didn't want to go. Events can be the same way. Don't be a wallflower. Don't just eavesdrop and listen to what other people are saying. Contribute, or you won't be noticed. If you want to talk to people, add your perspective. You will grow your network. You will uncover opportunities that you've never expected. Get that brand up to speed now and stop waiting. Sure, I'm sure you have some great excuses. There are some excellent excuses. You've worked on these excuses for years, but they won't matter when it counts later. Stick with it. When I started this podcast and I saw the numbers that said 75% of podcasts don't get to the 5th episode and 85% don't make it past episode 7, didn't make me stop. Just made me more motivated to make sure I got past 7 and past 70 and 700. In my research, I also saw that the top mistakes that podcasters make, the number one is not being consistent. It's sticking to a regular schedule. audiences need to know what to expect. Again, context. I record my episodes many weeks ahead of time in many cases. I also record several in the same week, sometimes in the same day. A couple weeks ago, I lost my voice for a week. I wouldn't have been able to record anything. I wouldn't have been able to put anything out for maybe even two episodes in a row, the way it fell. But luckily, I had three already recorded, and I just needed to edit them. Didn't need my voice for that. Put them together, put them out there. The second mistake that most podcasters make is not putting out quality product. You need to know your audience. If you're going to talk to professionals, it needs to sound professional. You probably don't need to be dropping F-bombs every other word. Where's your podcast going to be heard? Is it going to be heard in the car? It probably doesn't need to be 2 hours long if someone's driving to work. It probably needs to be 30 minutes long. Context. Know your audience. High quality. The future is content creators. And the ones that make high quality stuff will be the kings and queens of the future. I always say, just because you own a camera, it doesn't mean you know how to take a good picture. I think you're thinking of someone in your head right now after you heard that. Just because you own a camera doesn't mean you know how to take a good picture. Okay, so go out and invest in your brand. I hope these tips help you get started. Let me know if they help. Tell me your story. Share with me your experiences. I want to share them on here, and I want to hear them, and I want to learn from them. Never stop learning. Never stop creating. Never stop investing in yourself. Thank you.
Words of Mass Disruption.
Thank you for listening.
See you next time.
Check out our full list of episodes on wordsofmassdisruption.net.